From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert made his first official visit to the White House this afternoon. His talks with President Bush were about the Middle East peace process and how to move forward now that the Palestinian Authority is run by Hamas. The two leaders also discussed the threat posed by Iran's nuclear program, and President Bush restated the U.S. pledge to come to Israel's defense if it is attacked. The president and the prime minister held a joint news conference at the White House late this afternoon. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
No big announcements or agreements were anticipated from this meeting, and none came. In opening statements before reporters gathered in the East Room, each made it clear that this is a very important relationship and that they're committed to finding a way to make progress toward Middle East peace. President Bush spoke first.
2002, I outlined my vision of two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security. Prime Minister Olmert told me that he and his government share this vision.
The president said a negotiated settlement leading to the creation of that Palestinian state is in the interest of all parties. And he again issued a warning to Hamas, which took control of the Palestinian Authority in January of this year, that the group the U.S. calls terrorists must renounce violence and must recognize Israel's right to exist. In his prepared statement, Olmert said the rise of Hamas politically undermines the possibility of promoting what he called a genuine peace process.
As you stated, Mr. President, the Palestinian Authority, headed by Hamas government, must abandon the path of terrorism, dismantle the terror infrastructure, honor agreements, and recognize Israel's right to exist. By doing so, they will find us a willing partner in peace. However, we will not enter into any kind of partnership with a party which refuses to recognize our right to live in peace and security.
Olmert did seem to give ground on something the White House has wanted. He said he's willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who is not a member of Hamas. In the past, Olmert has expressed worry that Abbas did not have the political power or authority to be a legitimate partner in negotiations.
We accept the sincerity of Mahmoud Abbas as the elected president of the Palestinian Authority. He's genuine, he's sincere, and we hope that he will have the power to be able to meet the requirements necessary for negotiations between us and the Palestinians.
He also said that if Hamas does renounce violence and recognize Israel, that he would talk with them as well, but that Israel cannot wait indefinitely for that to happen. He said Israel will at some point move forward with a plan to withdraw from the West Bank and thus unilaterally establish its own borders, which it would protect. That, too, would establish the borders of a future Palestinian state. The White House has been cool to such a proposal, and the president was asked about that today.
No, the only thing that worries me about the plan is that Hamas has said they want to destroy Israel. And the reason that worries me is how can you have two states side by side in peace if one of the partners does not recognize the other state's right to exist?
After the news conference, the two leaders said they would continue their discussions, absent the rest of their staffs, at the White House residence before sharing dinner. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.